Welcome back, everybody. This is Gameplay. I am your host, Matthew Kaz, and excited for my next guest. I always love when I get a chance to speak with them. Toronto Argonauts linebacker Enoch Mwamba is joining us on the line. Thank you, sir, for joining the show today, the three-time Eastern All-Star. Thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so I just want to do like rapid fire. We'll try to get through as much football as we can, but it's going to be hard. But I kind of want to start here. How difficult must it be when you're a defensive player and you put in the work all week, you've got your schemes, and nothing is working? And I was thinking about what it must have been like to be a New England Patriot defensive player in that game where the Bills, they got a touchdown on every drive. I don't know what the worst blowout you've ever been involved with on the negative side, but what is that like from a defensive player's perspective?
Man, you play football long enough, Matt, that is going to happen, right? But it's one of the hardest things that can happen. And then at the end of the day, when it's the regular season, you tell yourself, okay, you know what? Let's just survive this, learn as much as I can through this game next week. But obviously, at this point in the season and in the year in the NFL, there is no next week. So that sucks extremely. And I'm actually very surprised because at the end of the day, what I always say is when things like that happen, the best coaches, Matt, that I've ever had were not the ones that had the best game plans going into games. No, the best coaches were the ones that were able to adjust within a game. And with that coaching staff, I think, or I thought at least, that that's something they would have been able to do, but not this last game that they had, and that's the reason why they got eliminated.
It's shocking. It's a good point there, and you're right, is that, you know, coaches can put in a great game plan and give a great rah-rah speech, but it's the adjustments you make between quarters and at the half. How shocking, I mean, A, on one level, how shocking is it that Belichick couldn't do anything about it? But the other side is it also speaks to just how good Josh Allen is, where, you know, no matter what New England did, the Bills had an answer. They didn't fail. They converted every third down. It was incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Josh Allen had himself a game. I mean, you have the ball in the first, I think it was the first seven possessions, and they've put points on the board. It's just difficult to recover from something like that. And at the end of the day, you know, there's a football term we always use is, you know, weather the storm. But when the storm is just too long, there's no way you can come back from something like that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, it was incredible. That was the perfect storm, at least at the end, with George Clooney and the boat being the Patriots defense. I was wondering, there was that scary moment in last night's game between the Cards and the Rams, and the game itself is kind of forgettable. It was a blowout early, but when the running back for the Cardinals, when Cam Akers collision with the safety Buda Baker, Baker's down, and you saw Cam Akers kind of flex over him a little bit, and I understand why Cardinals players were angry, but I have to think that Cam had no idea what the collision had done to Buda Baker.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. When things like that happen, you know, and I'm speaking from a defensive player's perspective, right? Because, you know, most of the times we deliver the boom and you want to get some energy going, and you want, like, a lot of these plays will end up leading or set the precedence for the rest of the game. And so you want to be the igniting guy. You want to be the guy that kind of starts and you know, brings energy about the game. And so whether you're on offense or on defense, you really never know what the real result of the hit or the game or the specific play is. So I don't believe also, like you said, that he necessarily knew exactly what happened. You know what? I will be honest with you. It does feel good as a linebacker, when I hit a running back, when I hit a receiver, and I see him struggle to get up. I'm being completely transparent with you.
Yeah.
It feels great. But at the same time, I really, really, really don't want to see these guys get hurt for the long run. We know that we play such a dangerous, violent game, but at the end of the day, we don't want to take people away from the field. I do want to hurt you. I'm not going to lie. I do want to hurt you. And I've had a few players that I've played with in the past, specifically even this past year, that are, you know, potential free agents and may or may not come back. They hit me up and they contacted me and they said, Enoch, man, if we play against each other, just don't hit me too hard. And I tell them, listen, at the end of the day, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't not hit you hard. Like, I don't know how not to hit hard. So, but to answer your question, I don't believe that he knew exactly what he had done until way later.
By the way, and we're joined by Henok Mwamba, linebacker for the Argonauts. I appreciate your honesty. And every defensive player is the same way. You know, 99.9% of all you defensive players, you're still good people. You don't want to cause that sort of injury. But at the same point, you do want to knock the snot out of a guy. You do want to make that guy question the next time the ball is in his hand. That's still the nature of the game. And is there...
1,000%.
And you might not have one, and if you don't have a specific example, it's okay. Do you have one moment where you just laid someone out that you – is there one that sticks out where you felt really good about your job as a defensive player?
And it turned out to be a little more than I thought it would be?
No. Just no. They could be totally fine, but was there one hit that really sticks out for you? Like one? Do you have a perfect hit that sticks out in your memory?
One of my favorite. I had a really good hit at the beginning of this year, this past year. Sorry, when we played against Calgary, I think it was week 2 of the regular season.
Yeah.
You know, and the amazing thing about that was that, you know, the muscle memory, the experience kind of came out, and I didn't really prepare for that specific play because it was one of those once a game, once every 3-game plays. So it wasn't a play we kind of prepared for. We didn't really watch film on it. However, it was just muscle memory from really 2 years ago when I was still playing with the Montreal Alouettes. When we played Calgary, they ran this play where it was really a receiver screen when he's coming across the field and everybody on the opposite side, all the other receivers are blocking. And so I literally felt it and I looked on the opposite side and it just came back to life. And, you know, muscle memory is an amazing thing, but I shed my block and I went in and I hit the guy and it was amazing. But I also remember one specific hit and it was a screen play. I was actually in Saskatchewan a couple of years ago. For whatever reason, when you mentioned that, there's a bunch of hits that I can remember, but this one comes back to mind, and it was Armani Edwards, and we were in Saskatchewan, and, you know, I just ran the length of the field, and I went around, and I actually hit him pretty hard, you know, got up. We're in Saskatchewan. Everybody's yelling. Everybody's screaming, you know, really close to our bench, which are one of the best hits ever, you know, close to my bench. I felt the energy from my bench. I felt, you know, they felt my energy, and, you know, it kind of set the tone for sure.
Nice. And, the Saskatchewan fans, they can be a little bit loud. The best game of the weekend was Dallas-San Fran, and I'm curious what your biggest takeaway. Like, for me, I don't look at what happened at the end and blame the Dallas loss on the refs. To me, it was Dallas had only 7 points going into the fourth quarter and 14 penalties. The refs didn't beat Dallas. Dallas beat Dallas. I'm curious what your biggest takeaway was from the 49ers win over the Cowboys.
1,000% Dallas' fault, and you have to take accountability and responsibility for, you know, the loss. 14 penalties, Matt, impossible to give yourself a chance to win in a game of that magnitude with a team like the 49ers. They're not great, but they do the things the right way, and they have guys and weapons that, you know, will hurt you when you hurt yourself like that. And so, for sure, 1,000%, the 14 penalties hurt them, and it's their own self-inflicted wounds that hurt them. At this point, I really believe they have a good team on paper, good team as far as roster is concerned. My question with that team is there true leadership, right? Is there real leadership? I remember when I was with the Cowboys, actually, a few years back, the guy that was the leader, they had Jason Witten, Tony Romo on offense, but also on defense, one of the best leaders I've ever been around. His name is, everybody knows him, Mr. Lee. And he was amazing as a leader. And they got rid of him a few years back, but of course, you know, rightfully so, because he
kept getting hurt. Sean Lee, the linebacker, kept getting hurt,
exactly.
But was an incredible player when on the field.
Yeah, Sean Lee always got hurt. But he was an amazing leader. I mean, he spent extra time with the younger guys, spent extra time with the other guys. He told a lot of the coaches, you know, hey, no, we should do this differently. Great feedback for him. He's the perfect player that a coach would want to have on his team. I'm wondering if that is still present in that locker room. Now, there's great players. There's great young guys as well. But I don't know if they're great leaders.
Yeah. No, it's... and your opinion there, Nock, is been said by so many other people. All the town is there. By the way, I was looking up defensively, and the guy with the most tackles, unfortunately, in a loss, is, you know, I was in the CFL for ages, Alex Singleton, linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, who lost to Tampa Bay. Before I let you go, everyone's going to be focused on Buffalo and Kansas City because it's the two quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. But I want to go this way with you. Who for you on the defensive side do you enjoy watching? Is there one or two players that you have an appreciation for that maybe those of us who, you know, don't play linebacker for a profession wouldn't be able to appreciate the same way you do?
Man, to be honest with you, which whatever game I'm playing, and I might be biased, of course, and because I'm a linebacker, I always watch the game from a linebacker's perspective, and I judge, you know, the linebackers from a harder, you know, really hard, and I try to find a way to look from a different perspective. I just can't do it. And so, you know, it's been difficult for me to watch games and not see it from a linebacker. I mean, even if I'm rooting for a team, I'm looking at the linebacker. If their offense is on the field, I'm looking at the opposite linebacker. And so any game I'm watching, I'm always watching linebackers.
Hey, listen, you started this interview honest. You're ending honest. You could have just said, you know, Aaron Donald or Micah Hyde, but I appreciate it. You go to the linebackers. Hey, by the way, good for Von Miller. Got a sack last night as the Rams beat up on the Cardinals. Hanok, really appreciate. We'll be chatting with you hopefully like next Monday and break down the divisional round.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't wait to see you guys. We'll talk on Monday.
Love it. Take care. That is three-time All-Star linebacker with the Toronto Argonauts, Hanok Muamba, joining us here on Gameplay.